1620 94.5 WTAW. An owner-occupied home in College Station with four people in the household earning up to $60,000 can now apply for up to $10,000 in federal money for home repairs. That was the most significant change in a home repair program that was approved last night by the College Station City Council. More information from the council meeting from the city's community services director, Debbie Eller.
We do try to do outreach to the community, but the majority of our applications come from word of mouth. It is a minor repair home program grant for homeowners who are low to moderate income in our in College Station, and we can offer repairs that affect the ability of the homeowner to safely occupy the home. So the majority of the types of repairs that we do are HVAC, plumbing, roofs, water leaks, windows, siding, things that maybe a low-income homeowner may not be able to address on their own. And this really affects them continuing to live in their home. We've previously offered a grant of up to $7,500 per project. And with the way things have increased over the last few years, we feel that going up to $10,000 will give us a little bit better a way to address more issues with the homes.
College Station Community Services Director Debbie Eller asked to talk about the changes in the application process for the Minor Home Repair Program from City Councilwoman Elizabeth Kuna.
Do you know the 80% AMI for a family of four?
It is, I believe it's $61,000.
Okay, that sounds close to what I'm remembering.
Yes.
But I think that's good for people to know. So, because when you say low to moderate income, some people exclude themselves.
Correct.
When they shouldn't. So you could make somewhere around $60,000 for a family of four and qualify for this program. And when you say HVAC, that's air condition. That's a new air conditioner
heater,
or a new
yes.
heater. So, and then if somebody's interested, how do they start that inquiry?
They can call our phone number at 979-764-3778. Go on the website. All of the information is there and available, and also in our office. And we're happy to sit down with any residents that might be interested and want to see if they're qualified.
Another question asked of College Station Community Services Director Debbie Eller about the Minor Home Repair Program, which again is grant funded, comes from Councilman Bob Brick.
Ms. Eller, I was just interested in what seemed to me a pretty low number of applicants. Do you have any thoughts on that? You seem to be advertising it appropriately, but still.
I think there is a misconception of the people who would be eligible for the program, and it has to be an owner-occupied house with clear title, current insurance, and taxes. Uh-huh. Sometimes that is a barrier, but if there's somebody that has a problem and they don't qualify for our minor repair program because of the federal requirements, we then have partners in the community where we can reach out to the Home Repair Coalition to see if we can address that project in a different way mm-hmm. with other funding sources.
Thank you. That's very useful information. I think the salary level that Ms. Kuna mentioned also is important to publicize and let folks know that.
Comments from last night's College Station City Council meeting from the Community Services Office Director Debbie Eller and Council Members Bob Brick and Elizabeth Kuna. In addition to the changes that were spoken about during the council meeting, two other changes. One involves the threshold about the amount of assets an applicant can have. It's been doubled up to $40,000 in assets. Also, applicants are no longer required to give their employment history. More information available at the City of College Station's Community Services Office. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.